Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, October 21st, 2016. It was on this date in 1512 Martin Luther joined the faculty of the University of Wittenberg. He'd spent time in the monastery. He was disillusioned with that. He took a job as professor of theology. And in the process of preparing lessons for his students, he was led to think more deeply about his own faith and what it was that bothered him about the Catholic Church. 5 years later, Pope Leo X announced the sale of indulgences to help finance the construction of St. Peter's in Rome. You could give money to the church to lessen your punishment for your sins, which enraged Luther. He wrote his document, Disputation on the Power of Indulgences, which we know as the 95 Theses, nailed them to the door of the university chapel in Wittenberg, and that began the Protestant Reformation. It's the birthday of the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, born Devonshire, England, 1772. He became a close friend of the poet William Wordsworth, and the first year of their friendship, taking long walks in the country, was the most productive period of Coleridge's life. Both of them liked to compose while walking. They took long walks. Wordsworth liked to stay on the path. Coleridge liked to walk through the woods, but he came up with his great masterpiece, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Story of a sailor brings a curse on his ship when he kills the bird, and for the rest of his voyage he's tormented by sea monsters and the ghosts of his dead shipmates. But within a few years of writing that, his life began to fall apart. He became addicted to opium. That ended the friendship with Wordsworth. He had a long list of projects in mind, including a two-volume history of English prose, a translation of Faust, a musical about Adam and Eve, a history of logic, a history of German metaphysics, a study of witchcraft, an encyclopedia, and he failed to complete any of them. It's the birthday of Ursula Le Guin, born Berkeley, California, 1929, best known for her Earthsea series of books about a world populated by wizards and dragons. Ursula Le Guin, who said, "It is above all by the imagination that we achieve perception and compassion and hope." Her advice to writers: if lack of motivation is a constant problem, perhaps writing is not your forte. I mean, what is the problem? If writing bores you, that is pretty fatal. But if you find that it's hard going and it just doesn't flow, well, what did you expect? It is work. Art is work. It's the birthday of Carrie Fisher, Beverly Hills, 1956, author of the novel Postcards from the Edge and her memoirs Wishful Drinking and Shockaholic. And it's the birthday of the jazz trumpeter, composer Dizzy Gillespie, Cheraw, South Carolina, 1917, one of the inventors of bebop, who said, "I don't care too much about music. What I like is sounds." Here's a poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge on his birthday. What if you slept, and what if in your sleep you dreamed, and what if in your dream you went to heaven and there plucked a strange and beautiful flower, and what if when you awoke you had that flower in your hand? Ah, what then? What If You Slept, by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.